Philadelphia loves their basketball, their football, their baseball, their hockey. When you do well, it's great. When you lose, it's very challenging, isn't it? For Andy to be here 14 years and still have that drive, have that fight, have that focus, I find it remarkable. I mean, as a coach, you must be amazed by it.
I really do. I mean, the shelf life on coaches is not very long anymore, and I think that says a lot about the success that he's had, the way that he's done his job, and I really applaud the Eagles management for, you know, when there's been a bump in the road or whatever, they have stayed with him. And I think that's important that your coach knows that you have that kind of backing. That's why I said before, it's, you know, in this business, there's a brotherhood with coaches and stuff. You know what it is and how tough it is. I mean, this Philadelphia, I mean, it is an amazing city. I came here as the first pick in the draft in 1973. We were 9-73.
Yeah.
And I saw the city change. I saw 1980 all four of the sports teams go to their finals, respective, and Super Bowl and everything. So there's a real camaraderie, and that's why I so admire and respect the coach. And I think another side of it that I love about him is that, and he puts the bullseye on his back every game. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the one who takes the hit and steps up, and I think he does a great job of protecting his players and all. And I think that's the reason why, other than that he's a great coach, that they want to play for him every week, because they know that that he's going to fight for them.
Is that an approach you take with the media? I don't deal with you on a regular basis. Obviously, I'm a big Sixers fan, but the media plays a really big part in this whole managing day-to-day your team, your family, your life.
Yeah, well, I think the one thing you have to do is you have to be honest. You know, this is a very smart group of people here that cover your teams and all. The one thing you can't do is try to BS them in any way. You try to be an upfront guy. My media responses are a little different because, you know, on a day of a game, I'll meet with the media three times in one day.
Wow.
So it'll be pregame, it'll be a shoot around, and after the game. So you take 82 games, stretch 246 times, I'm talking to the people who cover
Don't
us.
You get sick of them?
You know what? The thing about what I've done is when I played, I read everything. And I think as a coach, what I've learned to do is I don't listen to the radio, but I don't read it or whatever, because then I don't personally get involved with what's being written or said. I think mm-hmm. that when you allow that to happen, I think you get distracted. And so, you know, my assistant coaches are great. I let them know that if there's anything out there I need to know, let me know. Other than that, I don't want to know what's going on as much. I think, you know, some of that naivety sometimes helps. And I think what it does, it allows me to stay very professional with the people who cover our team. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes if people, you know, get after you a little bit, it's easy sometimes to let that personally affect you and then your relationships. And to me, I will never let that happen.
Doug, you guys start training camp on Monday. Season tickets or single game tickets go on sale on Friday. I mean, everybody's juiced about the Sixers. Andrew Bynum in town, a bunch of new players, 9 new players on the Sixers roster. Talk about your expectations, your excitement level for this upcoming season.
Well, you know, I've always said I would rather be a team where there's great expectations, where, you know, you're supposed to win and do things and maybe, you know, get deep into the playoffs, as opposed to a team that's trying to overachieve, get to the 7th or 8th spot and get beat in the first round. So we had a nice little playoff run last year.
Yes, you did.
I feel like our players really learned a lot from that. I think we've developed a nice culture now with our players. Just watching them the last few days work out on their own, they know what I expect. And so you go in the gym and you feel a real professionalism. Now it's up to me to put the pieces together. We've added size. We've added shooting. We think we have the best low post center in the NBA. If Andrew can stay healthy, which is going to be real critical for us. And then, you know, I think the Miami Heat is still the class of the East. I think Boston's got a chance to be really, really good. And then other than that, it's, you know, who stays healthy and who can do what's necessary during an 82-game season.
Who's most improved that you and I can share as a secret here?
Well, I mean, I love what I'm seeing out of Jrue Holiday here early.
Good.
Evan Turner, I think, probably works as hard as any player in the NBA to be a great player. So I hope those two young guys, I mean, with no Lou Williams and no Andre Iguodala, I'm going to need those two guys really to play well this year. Thaddeus Young has come back. Last year he weighed 212 pounds. He's really gotten really thin. He weighed 234 the other day. He's really put a lot of time. He's bigger and he's stronger. Spencer Hawes has played very, very well. So, you know, Nick Young is going to be a guy that we expect to come off the bench and score for us. Darrell Wright's going to give us shooting. And so we've got some nice pieces, and it's just going to be up to me to, you know, the chemistry is going to be important. We've been a very good defensive team over the last 2 years. We can't lose that. And health is so vital. I mean, as you know, in this business in football, you lose a key guy and what it can do to your team. In basketball, you know, if you stay healthy, you've got a chance.
Have you done the game day experience at Lincoln Financial Field?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm a longtime Eagles fan. Ron Jaworski was my next door neighbor. John Bunning. I mean, Vince Papale.
Okay.
I mean, Harold Carmichael, seeing Harold today,
sure,
or whatever. So
still catching passes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I've been an Eagles guy for a long, long time. So I love the experience. I love the passion of the fans. I love the way they support their team, and so. For me to come out today was special.
Great. Well, hey, thank you very much.
My
thanks
pleasure.
For coming on,
my
set here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Good luck to the 76ers.
Thanks.
2012-2013 season right around the corner.